Welcome to episode 2 of Analysis.
Yes, we got to our second one.
We have.
Because the first one, so far, has gone all right.
I think so. I think we've had some good feedback.
Yeah.
We've had some feedback, which is a positive. Yeah. It means people are listening to it.
Yeah, mainly about the sound quality, but we knew that.
We knew that was going to be a problem for the first one.
We just didn't care enough to shoot it out, because we thought the content was actually all right.
Which is what we've heard. We've heard the content was good. We've heard funny, but did you record it on a potato?
Yes.
So, anything happened this week then, Dan?
Yeah, what's been going on? So we've just come in to the flat.
Yeah,
to that's
very recent
this.
Very recent.
And you took the bins in back.
Brought them in, yeah.
They've been empty.
Bin day. Big day.
It is a big day.
Big day.
It's a big day in every street.
Like I say, bin day is the pinnacle of the week for a lot of people over the age of 60. Well, it is. This is my point. That's how they kind of gauge what the rest of the week on. There are some people that do, okay, it's like the start of the week's Monday. No, the start of the week is when bin day is. It's like, okay, well, that's the day before bin day, so I can do, yeah, okay.
Because the weekend does nothing special.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the lives are empty, but I'm just saying bin day is an important day.
You're sitting waiting on bin day.
Yeah.
See, it's quite good now then, because that would mean they've got more events because they've got more bins.
Yeah, because there's like recycling bin,
yeah,
brown bin,
how exciting,
black bin, any other bin,
food bin.
Yeah, yeah.
There's four. I've got four at my house.
I've got three.
Mm.
I haven't got a brown bin.
Ah,
yeah. But I'm in the process of acquiring a brown bin.
Brown's for grass.
Well, it's for like garden waste.
Garden. Mainly grass.
Not just grass, but yeah.
Majority. Unless you're cutting down a tree, it's grass.
Yeah.
Weeds and things.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that's an exciting part of the week.
The thing is, though, are they all different days, though?
Because
they're not, for me, I think when I get a brown bin, that's the same day as black bin. It's like on a bi-weekly, every 2 weeks, there's like a day, so.
Yeah, but.
So green bin, that's same, the blue bin, it's blue bin back home.
So, is it the same day but a different bin on
bi-weekly? Yeah, so for me, Tuesday is bin day.
Oh.
So Tuesday this week is recycling bin and food bin.
Shows how much I know.
Next Tuesday, it's black bin and food bin. And then it continues on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lied, I've got five bins.
What's the fifth?
There's a red one which is for glass recycling.
Uh-huh.
Mm. It's a crate though.
Yeah, so we've got like a
which crate. Is terrible. Because here's the thing.
Go on.
We get through a few bottles in 2 weeks, right?
Oh, it's every 2 weeks that one goes out. So here it's every week.
Well, you're telling me it's by a week. I've no idea.
Yeah, no, but so there's a whole, like, on the Edinburgh Council website, there's a whole, like, kind
this
of
is
chart.
What a homeowner knows.
Oh, it's a whole chart of, like, when you put your bins out, they've got a different shape for each. Oh, it's a mess.
Anyway, so that crate gets heavy.
Yeah.
So if there are elderly people, there are less able people,
they've got a planet.
How are they getting that red crate to the front
door? That's what I'm saying. They have the planet around bin day.
What? They're covering what?
Well, okay, so we've got a party.
That's when the sun comes round.
So we've got a party on the Sunday night, so it means we can order this many bottles, we can have this many drinks, because then we can put it in the bin on Tuesday. And we can take the bin out. They're planning it. They've got to plan it.
I mean the weight. So
that's what I'm saying.
So
they can't drink too much. I can't have people over on a Saturday night, because I've got people over on Sunday night, so I can't have all the bottles on Saturday and Sunday,
because I'll never be able to get them to the front door.
So I can only have one of the nights to have to plan the week. Oh, maybe we'll do Saturday next week because I'll have emptied that bin by then. That kind of thing.
There's nobody doing that.
I think there is. I think there is, because like I said, it is how they plan the week, I assume.
The other fun thing about the red bin. Is,
oh, the other fun thing.
Yeah. Because the first fun thing, or the first comment, is that it should have wheels, I believe. It should be
especially
a bin.
Especially in Scotland. It's for different bottles.
Right. That's just a racial slur, isn't it?
I'm sure there's stats to back that up. I'm sure there is.
I can't imagine England being that much drier.
Well.
Anyway, so it should be a bin. rather than just this crate that like weighs an absolute ton. The other fun thing is that they don't have lids.
Yeah.
And again, in Scotland, rains a lot. Yeah. If you've noticed. Yeah. So they give you this little hat.
What?
Which I can only describe as looking like a big one of those shoes you wear in the swimming pool. Those little blue plastic.
Oh, like the little like
elasticated
jelly shoes.
Yeah. So they've got that over the top here from Ben.
Where'd you get one of them? Because I got one of them for mine.
It's massive.
Yeah, but I've got the same thing, but mine's blue.
Okay.
Like, you know, the so one
it's the wrong colour.
No, it's just different area.
Wrong colour.
Alright, well, that's a different debate. But I'm saying, where do you get that like jelly shoe thing for it? Because
I'm sure they came with it.
Oh, see, this was here when I got you.
See, they always fly away. They're terrible.
What, oh, so it's not...
Don't... No, it's terrible. Because... Is it called the jelly shoe? Is that what I'm going with?
Let's call it a jelly shoe.
This big blue hat that's on the thing.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a waterproof. I'm sure it is waterproof. However,
but it doesn't.
It's a terrible shape for water.
So the water can.
Because
just...
it catches water. Yeah, so no, it doesn't reach inside the crate, which is brilliant.
It just makes it heavier.
But you have to like, it makes it heavier, or you have to like, go out in your wellies. Because as soon as you try and get the water off that, it is going to end up...
Would it work that if you had like a lot of bottles in there, sort of piled up so they're kind of...
Yes.
And then the water would run off.
There you
go. Maybe you're not drinking enough.
That is the solution.
Drink more.
In fact, I think we've just... I think we've just uncovered why the public drinks so much. It's because... They're bins of terrible lids.
That's what it is. It's the only reason. So if you want to stop people becoming alcoholics...
Yeah. Give them a lid.
Sort the bins out. That's what we're saying. Sort the bins out.
This is the real stuff on this podcast.
We're saying the things that people are thinking about. We discuss the topics that nobody else goes near.
I like it.
Yeah. Anything else happened there? We've done bins. We've talked for 7 minutes on bins.
Yeah, but that deserves it.
Yeah, no, it's like I say, it's a big part of the week. Part of the week.
There are people right now going, oh, is it bin? When's bin day?
Oh, did I miss bin day? Did I put the wrong bin out?
Can't wait. Oh, it'd be a nightmare if you put the wrong bin out.
See, I always go off an older person.
Yeah.
Because they know what bin is. Because they plan their day around it.
Yeah.
They plan their week around it. Because if I'm going out with my black bin, I see... Agreed.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I'm like,
embarrassing.
I'm definitely in the wrong here.
Yeah.
So what's happened with your week?
That's my week. What have we done? Went for an eye test this morning.
Oh yeah.
That was exciting. It's like a 2-year event.
Exciting.
Oh, it's fun. I like it. So you go in, obviously.
I mean, I've been to the opticians before. I do know.
Yeah. But I don't remember this. This is when it becomes fun.
Oh, it's a new
so problem. The pre-eye test, I don't know what they're doing. They put me in, like...
The pre-eye test, do you mean like...
So the
main eye test I'm picturing is when you go in, they see all the different lines of
eyes. Yeah,
that's the main eye test. That's something before that.
Yeah. So, obviously, the eye test is done by a qualified optician who has spent years studying.
Yeah.
The pre-eye test is done by the person that then sells you your glasses. So I don't know what they're doing, but they make you look into this weird machine because all the machines in there are like really interesting looking things, aren't they? They're basically just pairs of glasses in a massive plastic case. But
see, whenever I was like a kid and went to the opticians, I always wanted to try like the one that you put your chin on the thing. Yeah. I want to try, but my eyes are never like.
Ah, right.
Never warranted.
So that's why I'm saying this is exciting.
Okay.
Because I was in all of those.
Yeah.
Like I can see, but like it helps if you've got glasses on, right? Okay. So they put you in this one with your chin on.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, "What can you see?" And I'm like, "So I look in it, I can quite clearly see a picture of a hot air balloon." Okay.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's nothing to make.
No. But that's when the doubt starts to creep. What if I say something here and then she goes, "Sorry, what?" By the way, if I worked there, that would be my opening gambit when they said hot air balloon. So I go, One of those big balloons, couldn't remember the name, for hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So that, the big balloon, she's like, a hot air balloon. I'm like, aha, yes!
That's the one.
Nailed it, love. She's like, grand. And I've no idea what that was for. That was it. So
it's a classic eye test where they make sure that if you're ever in a situation where there's a hot air balloon coming towards you, you can get out of the way in time.
Yeah, so she didn't care to explain. Because when you go into the optician and they do the test, they tell you what they're doing.
Yeah.
She just kind of went, what's that?
She probably didn't know.
Yeah, true.
Like, she's probably not, like, she's like not trained enough in that. Like,
surely.
Optician to know why we're doing the old.
If I'm doing that.
The old hot air balloon test.
If I'm doing that 15 or 16 times a day, I'm asking why I'm asking people.
Maybe the opticians are having a good joke with that.
Yeah, it's a different picture every time.
No, but like the opticians just like messing with the.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, we need you to do this for this. Yeah. Why? Yeah, you just. Like, throw some like technical jargon at them.
Not important.
Not important. You don't need to know.
Yeah.
And then she's just doing it. And she's wasting like 10 minutes of a day each time.
Maybe
she was just getting bored, and she was complaining to like people that she was getting bored during the day, sitting behind the desk. Oh, give her something to do.
Anyway. That's not what it's for. Anyway, so they do the pre-eye test, and I nailed that one.
Yeah, smashed it. That was.
Yeah, got a B because I forgot what air balloon was.
Okay.
So I go into the little optician's lair.
It's a separate room.
Yeah, it's pitch black. Her eyes must be terrible.
Yeah.
Just like, the screens on.
Migraines and stuff. Yeah.
She's got glasses on. Actually. Yeah. It'd be weird if they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, 20/20 vision. I don't
think you're qualified to talk about this.
Yeah. Okay. So, heading the thing again.
Yeah.
And then she's like, can you read the top line? And then I'm like, what, the E? She's like, yep. Now, second one. I'm like, see, if you fail that first one, you just registered blind right there.
Yeah.
They actually, rumour has it, if you can't see that E, there's a Labrador waiting just to the other side. Guys,
bring her out.
Yeah. Because it's massive.
Congratulations, you've won a pet.
It's probably different to when you went, because it's like in a... It's in a, like, box. It's not, like, just a poster on the wall. So you can't cheat it, because.
Oh no! That's how they have like things where you can, they have like a light behind it.
Yeah. So it's one of them.
Yeah.
Because like when.
Do they still have like the green and red light one? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's for color blindness. Ah. Once you've passed that one, once it's kind it's of done. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So then you read out things. So then you get to the line that you don't know.
Yeah.
So you've got two options here. But you can't, like, so you what you want to say is, no, I can't see that, because that's why they're there.
Yeah.
What you do is you name four random letters and then see what happens. But she didn't tell me if I was right or not. I'm going to assume I wasn't, because she went, okay, and then didn't bother getting me to go any further down than that.
Okay, I think we're good. We've come as far as we can come.
Yeah. And then she starts doing this other thing, which is like So she showed me some dots.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then she's like, tell me which lens is rounder. Okay? So she starts...
Dots rounder.
Yeah, because this machine just starts flying about in front of your thing, and then the eyes keep changing what they can actually see. She's totally messing with you.
Yeah.
It's like, and then she's like, so just tell me which number you see the dot rounder. So which is a more perfect circle? And the first one was basically an octagon to me, like... properly square edges, pixelated.
Yeah.
And then she's like, one or two? And then two. And then you keep doing this for a long time, right? Some of them, I have a theory. I'm going to throw this out. I think that some of them are the same.
They're just doing like a...
Yeah.
Like a placebo kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think some of them are the same and give the same result, but they either do it to just check that you can see they're the same,
because
I just said I'm sure they're the same, or they're very similar.
Not lying.
Yeah. Yeah. Or checking that you're not just making stuff up.
Yeah.
Because if you were like two, quite confident.
The thing is, they don't change it on both eyes.
Yeah.
So they might put the same lens on one eye and then like.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
But then put on the same lens, but on the other eye.
Yeah, they're doing that. They're doing all that. But like, she goes one or two. And you're like, that did not change.
Yeah.
So if someone was very confidently, well, definitely two.
Yeah.
then I'd be like, he's up to no good.
True. But what I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's true.
Because why would you lie is the first thing.
So you're saying that what she's done is she flipped that one back up and flipped it back down again.
That's my theory.
Right, okay.
Just to test me.
To say you're not messing around.
Yeah. She's already made me name a hot air balloon outside. So
she's got you where she wants.
Does what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird profession though, being a...
It is. Because, so I've never had glasses.
No.
But there was a time where I was... like on the verge of having them, so I have to do these like
on the verge.
Yeah, they're like, oh well, we'll give you these exercises to do to see if we can like train your eye muscles so they don't need.
Train your eye muscles.
I'm assuming your muscles.
That's you do, yeah, but so, there's no way.
No, so you do like different exercises.
Exercises.
Yeah, you do like different exercises and like you like have what was the other one? You have like a piece of paper with like dots on it, and you have to like focus on each dot and move it further than like you just. Just to basically, like, so you can, like...
I'm pretty sure the muscles in your eye never get better, though.
No, they can.
I'm positive they only ever get worse.
No, because the eyes can get lazy. That's the whole thing. So they didn't want to give me glasses, because if I give me glasses, then my eyes will get lazy, and they'll just get worse.
So keeping you sharp.
Yeah, trying to sharpen my skills.
Right.
So that's what they did. So I didn't get glasses in the end.
I didn't know that.
But my point was the same.
I bet I would have been like...
We trained our eyes.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy when you're in a gym. you should be training eyes.
Don't say that, Elijah.
Yeah. But yeah, it is an odd profession.
Just like, in the dark all day. I reckon it's very difficult. Like it's
must be
doctor. Yeah, I think they're doctors.
Yeah, they're a doctor of eyes or something.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
So like that's a lot of training that's gone into that, but it's a very like niche.
Yeah, it's really niche.
Because.
I suppose pretty much all doctors, apart from GPs.
Yeah, but some
they're quite niche.
Yeah, but some doctors like if you were out, they're like required to help if something happens.
Yeah, okay.
First aid or something.
Is there a doctor in the house? I'm an optician. Nah, I think I'll be alright.
It's like opticians and dentists, they're never gonna be in an emergency.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe
I'm sure dentists maybe have to do like a few years in medical school anyway. I'm sure they have to do like
in other areas.
I'm sure you have to go to like middle
school. Okay, school. Maybe optician's the same.
I don't know. Maybe.
If you're an optician, phone us in.
Yeah.
Phone us? No. Tweet us if you're an optician. I mean, there's 100% no opticians listening. But if they are, they'll love this segment.
Yeah. This is made for you. Yeah, when are they going to tweet us, Dan? Yeah.
At Denalysis Pod.
Yeah.
We've been taking in the celebrations.
We have the celebrations.
Stuff, which we will discuss in the next or one of the next segments.
Yeah. Some big results have come through.
Yeah. Wrongly, in my opinion. But there you
go. And correctly, in my opinion. So, yeah.
I don't want to slag off the listeners because we don't have like millions.
So we're going to cut it here because before he does.
Yeah. I'll do it now.
Yeah. We also mentioned last week about Haribos.
We did.
Although,
we didn't discuss the answer to them, and now, like, this could be a very short segment if we both just agree.
Yeah, but then we can go on to what the worst one is. Then we can go on to other...
Is there a worse Haribo?
Oh, well, there we go, you see. I'm already talking.
See, I don't have a strong...
So the best Haribo, we both agreed...
The best one is the heart.
It's the heart.
I think.
Yeah.
Because the ratio...
Is white.
Is beautiful. Between jelly and whatever that other white stuff is. I don't know what. Is it got a name?
Is it Mal?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I think you're right there.
Mm.
But what about the little, like, I don't know what they are. They're little dinosaurs or little lizard things? What are they? The other ones that have the...
What?
You know, the other ones that
That's
have...
That's not in Star Mix.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not. Sugar, right? Oh, he's made another mare here. Okay, that's so a Tangfastic.
No, I'm sure
they're very different shapes. Tangfastics are dummies and dinosaurs and or crocodiles. And Starmix are the rings and hearts.
Oh, I've gone Supermix.
Oh, no.
What a howler that was.
No. Yeah. Well, the eggs. Dinosaurs are great, but we're not...
What's the least favourite?
The egg.
Egg's my least favourite.
Oh, no, that's not the least favourite.
No, it's my least favourite.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong.
Because there's too much.
Too much mallow.
The ratios aren't right.
No, I quite like an egg. I think you'll know. a lot of people would that be in the bottom? I think that'll infuriate people. Because like, a lot of people see the egg as the elite one because it's different. See, how do you tell the difference? Like, the bears are the worst, really. They're just there to fill space.
I quite like a gummy bear.
They're just there to fill space. The people who eat like an entire bag of gold bears, that's weird. Because that's just like...
I do like getting a bag of bears, though. But they're all, I don't just the same colours. But what I'm saying is, like, an egg, like, that's one I'd leave to last.
Mm. Also, that's another thing. I disagree. I think the egg is mid-range.
Mid-table.
Yeah. I'm putting heart and then cola bottle.
Yeah.
And then an egg, probably. And then gummy bear, rings and bears are just...
Yeah, so rings are fun when you're a kid.
So you can put them on your finger.
Well, what else are you can do with them, Dan? Other than eat them.
Yeah, I'm probably quite dull. I probably wasn't that type of...
That kind of kid.
...type of child that was layering 10 rings, or 8, because...
Five rings on this hand.
...burst on the thumb.
Five hula hoops on this hand.
Oh, hula hoops are different. Yeah, that's...
That's one. That's...
Hula hoops, though. Kid. Hula hoops. We'll get back to arrows.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Sorry.
Hula hoops I like to do on each finger in one, like... No, like, put them on in one entry to the bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's a sleight of hand thing, isn't it? That's just showing off.
That's just showing off that he's good at sleight of hand.
Well, that's the sort of stuff. It's been touched upon.
Yeah.
But not...
It was mentioned.
Not confirmed.
Mm. I also realised we gave away your last name on the last podcast.
We did, yeah.
Well, you gave it away. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean...
They can also find...
If you follow us on Twitter...
Yeah, they'll soon realise who we are. No. Unless we are struggling with that, then.
So five hula hoops. So you go in,
yeah,
as if you're about to take one out, like amateurs, and then you come out and your hand is blazing with, and then they're like, everyone's just like, ah, look at this guy.
Mm. Are you going standard, ready, solid hula hoops?
I can if I'm being really boring.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if that's your, like...
Beef is my go-to.
Oh, right, okay. So, beef is by far the worst crisp choice you can ever get, in my opinion.
Even in hula hoops?
Hula hoops, McCoy's.
Wrong with...
Walkers.
Wait a minute. Back up this truck.
I'm saying...
McCoy's as in flame-grilled steak?
Yeah, no. They're the worst.
Oh, you are...
The worst you can get.
You are so wrong.
They're the worst you can ever get.
You are so wrong.
Hey, they taste nothing like steak, right?
Irrelevant.
It's called flame grilled steak.
I don't care. I'm not like... I'm
doesn't
just
taste
going
good.
On to, it does taste good.
It doesn't taste good.
It does taste
good. No, it's the worst.
They are definitely the best.
No.
If we're going on the McCoy's, then flame grilled steak is the correct answer.
No, it's not.
Fact.
No, the correct answer on McCoy's is the Thai sweet chili.
Oh my god, look at
chili?
This guy.
Is it Thai sweet chili?
Look at this guy.
I'm going to have to Google this because...
if it was that good.
It's like the turquoisey blue ones.
You can tell where he grew up.
Oh.
Thai sweet chili. Jeez, oh. Give me a break.
Yeah,
anyway,
Thai sweet chili.
We're going back to hula hoops. So you're wrong. Flame grilled steak. You shouldn't have attacked flame grilled steak because it's annoyed me.
Thai sweet chili, they're the best. Honestly, have you tried them?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. That's a lie.
I'm pretty sure I
have. No, you haven't. No,
anything that's sweet chili is just like...
No, but they're next level. They are the best McCoy's out there. And then it's just the standard, like, cheese and onion.
So, beef hula hoops.
Yeah.
No. Already solid, if you're...
Like, see, I like the song-winning ones. For the listeners, Dan made a face there as if, like, I'm not asked.
Because he slagged when we're upset. So, everything he says from now on is invalid.
So, yeah, song vinegar, very solid. And there's...
he's going to name some obscure thing, isn't he? Caviar.
Right. I'm going to stop talking. It's going to be difficult for us to podcast.
Back to Haribo's.
Right, but yeah.
Remember when we were talking about that? Remember that? What were we on? Number four. Yeah. Oh, no, we've done Haribo's.
We haven't fully done them, have we?
We've done... Oh, yeah, that... Yeah, we did...
What is in the Haribo Star Mix?
Yeah,
so we've got...
There's five, I think.
Is there?
So, there's just loads of gummy bears. They just fill them with gummy bears and rings because they know... I reckon that the mallow costs them more money. And therefore, they give you less of it.
Well, so they give you less eggs.
Yeah. You have less eggs than you do gummy bears. 100%.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah.
But eggs definitely.
I also seen a thing that claimed that an egg wasn't an egg, and that it was actually a UFO, and that blew my mind.
That's
pretty sure it was just someone trying to.
That's someone trying to wind everyone up.
Yeah.
And it's worked, by the way.
Well,
that's one we
can see where they're coming from. It's called Star, mate.
Oh no.
Why would there be a fried egg?
Why would there be a ring in there? Why is there a gummy bear in there?
True.
So,
but if you look at the packet,
is it not a star? Because there's like five things in it. There's like a 5-point star. I don't know. It's just another thought of.
That is just blowing everyone's mind. I think you're right.
That's what I'd say.
Or you could look at the packet and say, well, yeah, like
the
bear is the astronaut in the packet.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
Don't know what the ring is.
You know too much about how a star makes.
Don't know what the ring
I would
is.
Not know what was on the packet unless I'd looked at it.
Don't know what the ring is. I'm big on packaging. Ask me about packaging. I've got it. And then I think, now, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will do.
But is the egg flying over the eye?
Yes, it is.
As the dot.
That is true. How do you know that?
So, either it's a fried egg that they want you to think is a UFO based on the packet.
Now I'm looking at it. In that picture there, it looks more and more like a flying saucer.
There you are. I think Caribou completely disregarded it and said, no, it's an egg.
Yeah.
And all of the things.
Because the other things don't work out otherwise. Like, why is a bear going to space other than the bear? Why is it taking Coke bottles with him? Like,
yeah, the Coke bottle, yeah, that doesn't work. But it's an exclamation point on the thing.
It is. I didn't even register as that. I just thought it was at the end of the...
And I don't know what the ring is.
The ring is just not involved, I don't think.
Not on the packet?
Well, it is on the packet, but it's not like... Because the other ones are on twice.
Ah, right. It's not involved in the animation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the ring's clearly just a
after... What about the heart? What's the heart involved?
It's not involved either, is it?
No.
That's the elite one.
That's why.
Mm.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, there we go.
So that's what's been happening that week, this week.
Yeah. Been a busy week then.
Hectic. Yeah. Can't wait for next bin day.
Next Tuesday.
Mm.
Black bin.
Yeah. What was it today?
Green bin.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, celebrations.
Yeah, that was an interesting one on Twitter.
We've had some good responses. We've had responses.
Yeah, more than I was expecting for our first podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Got 7 or 8 people
coming back to us.
Yeah, some of them quite passionate about their opinion. The correct answer, will we go with that first?
Well, what do you mean by correct answer? Are we going to reveal what I brought in and then go from there?
Yeah, which is the correct answer, in my opinion, which is the one which that is the matters. One opinion.
So what I provided as a snack was Milky Ways.
Yeah, the Milky Way is the worst celebration.
Which, judging by the results from Twitter,
we can say, actually, I have them here because I put them in a note because I'm organised like that.
Okay.
We can see that the worst celebration was very much varied amongst the board.
Yeah.
It's not like not a runaway winner, no.
No.
Milky Way and Bounty joint.
Yeah.
For the worst.
Also, Twix got a vote as well.
Twix got a mention, and the Caramel Galaxy also got a mention.
What,
is
the worst?
Mm, it did indeed.
Who was that?
I cannot remember. But yeah, it shocked me as well.
Yeah.
Because it also got a couple mentions as the best.
Yeah.
The Caramel
Which
Galaxy.
Which I think it's further up the table.
Yeah. However, the best one seemed to be pretty conclusive, which really surprised me, because it's middle of the road for me.
No, it's my favourite. I agree with these people.
And that's the Malteser, or the teaser, because it's not a Malteser.
It's a teaser, yeah.
I just disagree, quite frankly.
Well, the stats don't lie.
I've never thought of it as the elite one, because it's a fake Malteser.
No.
Because if you want a Malteser, you want to have, like... the whole box. You want to have your body weight in Maltesers. You don't want them individually wrapped in this little weird shape. It doesn't do anything for me.
I think the stats don't lie there, and they prove that the masses love the teaser.
Quick mention, honourable mentions, things that were neither best or worst for anyone, Snickers and Mars.
I think they're just middle of the table.
Well,
I think they are.
Because I'm not giving away my best yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
See, I would have gone Snickers.
Would you?
Yeah.
That's odd.
No, it's...
And you've been saying all week, though, that people who say that Bounty is the worst is like an immature, childish choice.
Yeah, well, I feel like you grow out of not liking a Bounty. I think it's just a matter of time till you stop.
So you're saying that the folk who have said...
Yeah, everyone dislikes the Bounty at first. It just...
I think...
As you get older...
I think it's a dad's favourite. Because yeah. They know that their kids will always leave the bounties.
Yep.
And then they'll just snuffle up all the bounties at the end.
And they've been around long enough to adapt to liking.
I like a bounty. Mm. I've never been too...
Everyone who said it's their worst, come back in 50 years, bet it's your favourite. Okay. It depends how old they were when they
answered.
That's
how long we're doing this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. the Twitter page will still be
around. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, that's that dealt with.
Yeah. What's next? Next
so
week.
I think next week we're going to talk about first dates or good dates or bad dates.
Yeah.
Just dates in general.
Yeah, date stories, but first dates being the focus.
Yeah, and also I want to know if there's any wacky dates out there that you've been on, you know, that are going to raise a few eyebrows.
Yeah, we don't want to just hear like food and drinks all the time because that's a bit standard. Same old.
Yeah, so I'm gonna kick it off by asking Dan what. His
oh dear
first date was
my first date was cinema. It was a cinema trip,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is quite safe because then you've got the option to do the food and drinks part afterwards, but you can sort of gauge a feel.
So how are you gauging it? Because obviously in the cinema you're sitting quietly. you know, there's no eye contact, there's no chat,
yeah, you're in the dark.
And if you are chatting, then if I'm like
yeah, life, yeah, you're ruining the date. I think you judge it it's quite easy actually.
Okay.
Just judge it on how quickly he or she can tan the whole bag, or they can tan the whole bag of minstrels.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How quick is that?
Very quick.
Very quick.
That's a good
first impression.
I think so.
If they completely devour.
Yeah, that's that's up to you. That's up to your personality, but it gives you a good sense of their personality as well. Because, yeah. If you're like not liking
mm-hmm.
a fast chocolate eater,
yeah.
then that's up to you. But I thought that was a good sign.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a relaxed feeling if they don't care.
Yeah.
Do you know they're not eating their pizza with a knife and fork? That's their chicken wings.
We'll
or
come
something.
Back to that.
Yeah. That's an entire episode. That's for next week.
Okay. So they're going to send us in some responses to do with that?
Yeah, so we're going to do questions from the listeners again, and we'll do fun date stories, first date stories, or your
just wacky dates.
Or if you've not got any date stories, as some of our listeners may not, then we'll do
what would be the perfect or ideal first date,
yeah.
if you say.
Yeah, and yeah. not including food and drink.
Yeah, because that's just boring and...
Yeah, yeah, we want something fun.
A bit different.
How can they get in touch, Dan?
So they're going to tweet us
yep.
at DanalysisPod.
At DanalysisPod.
At DanalysisPod, yeah.
So tweet. Couple of things I noticed from this week. If you're private on Twitter,
yeah.
Tagging us doesn't do anything. We still don't see it.
Yeah. So how did we get around that?
Well, we've sorted that out. So yeah. Now, if you're private on Twitter, or if you're not, but like
yeah,
if you are... then you can DM us on Twitter and we will be able to see that.
Yeah.
Which is the little messagey box. Alternatively, you found the third option.
Yeah, there's a quite a fun option where you can send us in a voice message. I think you have to have a Anchor account, don't you?
Yeah, that'll take you 2 minutes
Doesn't
though
take long
to go
to
and
set
do
up,
it.
Just, you know, firing your email address or whatever, and then send us in a voice message and we can actually add them to the podcast.
Yeah.
So
we'll put the link for that in the description of in wherever you're listening to
yeah.
the podcast.
But it's quite easy. We've had a go at it.
So if you can't do it in Twitter characters, or if you just can't get across the emotion
yeah.
in Twitter characters,
passion.
Then sending us in a quick voice memo would be really funny.
Yeah.
And if it's really good, we might actually stick that on
yeah.
the podcast. If not, we'll paraphrase.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Anything else before we go?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We should have a guest next week, hopefully.
We hope so.
We can't pay them, so we can't secure them down.
But But yeah, like we say, it's to do with the snacks contract.
Yeah.
And what we provide. Which, yeah,
not Milky Ways.
Which, yeah, from now we won't provide Milky Ways.
Mm.
Also, if you haven't already, retweet, like stuff on Twitter. Yeah. See come up, just to kind of spread the word a bit.
Yeah, we got quite a lot of listeners already.
We have, yeah.
But we want more, obviously. And we want more Twitter followers, because yes. The fan art that was sent in was hilarious.
It was brilliant. Made my week.
Yeah, go and have a look at that.
So if you've got any more fan art, send that in. Mm. So that keeps us entertained.
Definitely.
So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. And look forward to have you listening for episode 3.
Yeah, later.
Later.